Welcome to the Blue Ridge Sim Internet. Your net controller tonight is WC4MC. My name is Matt M. Locations, Western Greenville County. Of amateur radio, this stand is called nightly 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeater. It's also the EchoLink node 545072. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. The top Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is in elevation 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed off of their frequency are advised to check in. To traffic or announcements or bulletins for the net, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Now being in the roll call, I want to remind everyone this is a direct net. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. When you check in, please keep your call sign phonetically as always appreciated. Name, location, and senior intent to remain on the net for the right to you portion. Before we start with our check-ins, let's start with our pre-check-in list, starting with W4SCM for NTR, his wife Ola in 4IEI. W2AMD, Andrew Sensibill, K4XMR, Bell Prosperity, KW4TS, Jim Impelliser, KJ4HKC, John Belton, KO4NNH, Fred Pelliser, K4OSH, Pat Malden, KC4W, Bill and Anderson, KE5WLL, Roy and Taylors, and W4IOE, Sid and Fletcher. We got N4DJC, Jerry, and Anderson. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-ins. With station up, so Thursday night, this being Thursday night, we'll start with Quebec through Tango Group Q3T for the Blue Ridge Sim Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Again, for the Quebec through Tango Group Q3T for the Blue Ridge Sim Internet, you're invited to check in with WG4MC. Alphabetical route, which will take us to the end. The alphabet click uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Sim Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith in Columbus. Merry Christmas, everybody. Just check me in and out.
Control. 10 Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, Steve and Edmund. And Merry Christmas and Happy Christmas Eve.
For WFU, Ken of Simpsonville. I will hang around as long as my battery permits.
Richard, welcome. KE4ZHF. That's Keith in Columbus. How are you doing, Keith? Hope you're doing well. And then we got KN4VWA, Steve and Evan. And then we got K4VU, that's Ken in Sensville. Be back to you in a little bit for some rare to you, Mr. Ken. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Sim Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Yeah, that's Ken in Sensville. That's K4WFU.
WFU, got it. Appreciate that, Ken. Hope you're doing well. Next alphabetical route, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge Sim Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
WG4MC. And Matt, please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative. Merry Christmas to you and all on the net.
Kilo Kilo 4, Bravo Golf Romeo Britt, and Jeff now will be negative and negative.
4MC, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative, and Merry Christmas to you and everybody on the net.
Oscar 4, Uniform Lima Papa. That would be KO4ULP. Alexander here in Travelers Rest, South Carolina, and Merry Christmas to everyone on the net.
With the Blue Ridge City Internet with a great group of check-ins, starting with W4DZAW Minister Dave and Greer. Appreciate you stopping by, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Then we got KK4DMW, that's Rick, and his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Rick, please tell Lorena, Michelle, we said hello. Hope you are doing well. Then we got KK4BGR, that's Brent and Gaffney. Appreciate you stopping by, Brent. Then we got KM4BLH, Kurt Greenville. Then we got KO4ULP, Alexandra and Traverse Rest. Appreciate you stopping by, Alexandra. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the British Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
MC. Matt, glad the repeater's in a lot better shape tonight than it was last night. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight, but I would like an informal with K4WFU, Mr. Ken, down there in Simpsonville, at your convenience.
MC. Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot, KO4CEF, this is Andrew and Emmett, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
WMC. Please check in Kilo Bravo, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Merry Christmas to everybody.
See, we'd like to welcome KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, and his wife Joy, K3JOY. They're home in Easley. Gary, please tell Joy we said hello. Hope you're all doing well. I was on HF a little bit last night, and I must say it was quite noisy, so it looks like it's going around on all of the bands. And we'll get your one off with Mr. Ken here in just a moment. KO4CEF, that's Andrew and Evan, appreciate you stopping by. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley, appreciate you stopping by. Mr. Gary, go ahead and call your station.
If you, KI4DOS. I got an email last night, and it kicked it back, said it couldn't be delivered for some reason. If you've got time, give me a call. If you've got a pencil, I'll give you my phone number. It's 864-567-1101. Copy.
You remember last time you tried to send me an email, you didn't have... It was .co or something, but I can call you right now if you'd like me to.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
All right, I'll ring-a-ling you here in just a second. K4WFU.
Waiting on it. KF4DOS, back to net.
Able to get together, and again, hope you're doing well, Gary, and please tell Mr. Way I said hello. All right, it's WG4MC, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, looking for check-ins. We'll slide down to the next alphabetical group, which will be Echo Through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Please check in Wendy in Simpsonville, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. I'll be negative and negative, but I do have an announcement I'd like to make. And please also check in my husband, Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB. We're both in Simpsonville, and he'll be negative and negative also.
Control. In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight, Matt. Thank you for calling the net, and Merry Christmas to all on the net.
Let's welcome KN4HCT, Miss Wendy, and her husband Mark, W2MJB, both in Simpsonville. And we got KO4HK X-Ray, Patrick and Penrose. Appreciate you stopping by, Patrick. Wendy, let me get through this group, and then I'll let you make your announcement. Additional stations echo through Hotel E38 for the Blue Ridge Streaming Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. For the Echo Through Hotel Group, KM4HTP, WG4MC, go ahead with your announcement. Lindy?
KM4HTP. Thanks, Matt. This is announcement number four for me. I would like to invite everyone to tune in tomorrow night, right after we do roll call on the net. I am going to read "Twas the Night Before Christmas." So if you have a chance to fit that into your celebration for Christmas Eve, I am inviting you to join us for "Twas the Night Before Christmas," right after the net at 9 o'clock.
WG4MC, appreciate that announcement, Miss Lindy, and I'll be sure to mention you at the end of the net as well. Appreciate that. Hope you and Mark are doing well, and again, Merry Christmas. To the Blue Ridge Streaming Internet, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us India 3 Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Streaming Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WMC. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, but saying 73 is for each one of you.
Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo, Steve and Inman. I'll be negative and negative, and say 73 to everybody, and everybody have a Merry Christmas.
OMC. Hello, India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. K-I-4-L-C-I. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
E-4-M-C. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Just mark us in and out, if you would, please. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. 7-3.
The Warriors Team Internet would like to welcome KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate South by James. Then we got KE4IR, that's Steve and Evan. Appreciate you stopping by, Steve. Then we got KI4LZI, Mr. Andy up there in Table Rock. Appreciate you stopping by, Andy. Then we got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry and his wife Donna. KC4MFK, they make their home in Greer. Larry, please tell Donna we said hello and Merry Christmas. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge Team Internet will slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
For MC, please check in Kilowatt 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt, and Emmett. I'll be negative and negative.
For MC, Kilo, Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. We'll be in and out tonight, Matt. Thank you for calling the net, sir. And Merry Christmas to you and all on the net.
Welcome K4OIM, Mr. Walt and Evan. Appreciate you stopping by, Walt. And then we got KO4NUE, that's Chad and Campobello. And brings his wife Anna along. KO4RYP. Chad, please tell Anna we said hello and Merry Christmas. Additional stations, Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge Team Internet. We've been through that alphabet once, so now let's open up to that video group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. MC.
Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKB. This is Duncan up in Asheville, North Carolina. I'll be negative to negative. Thanks.
MC. Check in K1CJW, That's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. The handle is Roland. And we live in Pickens. Negative and negative. A very, very Merry Christmas to all.
KO4 JKV, that's Duncan International. Appreciate stopping by, Duncan. Then we got K1 CJW rolling in Pickens. Appreciate stopping by, rolling. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC. Now securing the full force of the net with our thanks for everyone checking in. All stations we have seen to secure may do so. We will now begin the ratcheting portion with stops for check-ins. And first on the stop this evening is Mr. Ken, K4WFU. Please call WG4MC. Or WFU, WG4MC. Mr. Ken, would you like to make a comment this evening? The battery must have died on the HT then. Alrighty, we'll try another round for check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge Sim Internet, if you stop by late, no problem. We'd like to get you check-in. Please call WG4MC or Net Control.
To see. Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, KO4LAO, Jim and Travis Rest, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. And 73 to all in the net.
KO4LAO, that's Jim NTR. Appreciate you talking about Jim. All right, final call for check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Or if anybody likes to do ranch, you please call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC, KO4NUE.
WG4MC, go ahead, sir.
Have a rough little bit of rag chew. I'll hang around with you and get you on into second shift for a few minutes.
What's on your mind this evening?
Well, I have been working with Windlink Express on FM, doing FM packet emails, and it's pretty neat. I'm pretty pleased with it. I've been sending emails to all my kids. And telling them, hey, this is without your precious internet. But I guess along the way somewhere, I guess it does involve the internet. But I'm not telling them that. The second thing is that I have figured out how to send a text message to an individual phone number using Windlink Express. So I have been texting all of my friends today using Windlink, and it's pretty interesting. I get some pretty strange telephone calls. Why is this showing up? You know, who is KO4NUE, and you know, why are you texting me? Because it doesn't come up as my name, you know. So that's been pretty interesting on this end. It's a little frustrating getting things configured with the computer. I'm pretty weak on a computer, and it's very frustrating.
WG4MC. Yeah, I bet you got some pretty interesting comments, especially like, who is this person? Why are they texting me? So what do your kids think about it going over the airways versus the internet?
They don't say a whole lot. The interesting thing was I got my dad up here in the ham shack today, and he hasn't said much about all this ham radio stuff. He's pretty quiet about it, which I'm not sure exactly what that means. Dad's usually pretty vocal with things, but he's not saying a whole lot. But I got him up in the shack today, and I said, hey, I'm going to show you something. So I brought up Windlink and put his telephone number in with the right extension, and you know, hit transmit, and the computer took over the radio, and I don't know, maybe a minute or so later, his phone lights up with a text. And he just kind of looked and went, and just walked out of the shack. He didn't say anything else, you know, so I'm not exactly sure what he's thinking, but I'm sure he'll tell me in a couple of days.
EWG Form C. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how to take that as well, but I'm sure it'll work out. It's like anything else, it's just it's something totally new to him, and he's probably just having to take a minute to absorb it.
So, I'm helping another friend try to figure this out, and we're kind of struggling with the computer a little bit. We cannot get the computer to talk to the radio, and it's just absolutely driving me crazy. I mean, driving me nuts. But we'll figure it out. It's just been kind of frustrating the last couple of days. But other than that, things are going pretty well here. We're getting ready for Christmas, and I've told my kids that what I want from them for Christmas is I want all of them, because they're bringing their fiancés and their boyfriends for Christmas Eve. And what I want for Christmas is I want everybody to bring a chair in here in the ham shack and listen to Miss Wendy read the night before Christmas. That's what I want from them to me for Christmas. So I'm kind of excited about that.
GWG4MC. Yes, some quality family time, and I know you will enjoy it, and she'll do a good job on that. I'm going to try my very, very best to get around the radio and check in as well.
That just melts my heart. I love it becoming a tradition, a family tradition, as well as a radio tradition. Thanks a lot, Chad.
Sure, I got it. And then his wife, she's a doctor there in Landrum. She's they're gonna come up here too. So I done got my chairs picked out, and got them out on the porch so we can get everybody, you know, in the ham shack. And I'm just excited. I don't know what they're gonna think about all this, but you know, there's going to be 9 people here tomorrow night in the ham shack listening to the night before Christmas. So I'm just excited. I can't wait, because this is my first one with, with the ham radio tradition. And I'm just excited.
Roger that. Yep, understanding again. Hope y'all have a blessed one, and I hope y'all have a Merry Christmas as well. Is there anything else for this evening, sir?
They're wrapping all the Christmas presents, and she's got the door locked, and she won't let me in there. So I know there's something in there for me. I'm surprised, though. It might be a bag of coal, but that's okay. I'll put it in the stove and make heat with it. I'll get use out of it somehow. But, that's kind of what's going on here, Matt. Not a whole lot. I'm going to go meet with a club member in the morning. And I'm a little bit excited about that. But everybody's healthy. And kids are, kids left for college. Last one left first year at Clemson. So we'll have all the kids back for Christmas with their girlfriends and fiancés. Let me let this repeater cycle. Santa Claus pajama bottoms. rushed into the night before Christmas on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Now, what about that?
A real exciting evening, and I know you and Miss Anna will enjoy it and have all the kids and your dad and his wife and all that. Like I said, I know you'll enjoy it, and again, I know you'll be all smiles tomorrow night. Yeah, I'm looking also forward to it too, and again, like I said, I agree with Miss Wendy, it'd be nice if we can keep this tradition going. And again, like I said, I think it's just something fun and good family fun for the holidays.
Matt, I'm gonna close it down, but my cousin he's celebrating with his family tonight and was not able to check in on the radio, but he just sent me a text. Please check me in if it's not too late. So please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLG. Name is Chris. Location is Liberty. And he wishes everyone and you a Merry Christmas. I'll be clear with you, sir.
WG4MC, again, a good chatting with you, Chad. Hope you and Miss Anna are doing well. And we got Mr. Chris in Liberty. He's checking in via text message, KO4QLG. Appreciate that. All right, additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call WG4MC or net control. Blue Ridge 2-meter net, looking for additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Final call for check-ins. Before we wrap this net up this evening, please call WG4MC or net control. Blue Ridge 2-meter net, stand by and I'll send the net report. Blue Ridge 2-meter net, would just like to remind everyone that Miss Wendy came in for HTT. After the formal roll call, we'll be doing the form the night for Christmas, so please gather around the radio with her and also give her a check-in. WG4MC now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for everyone checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night and good luck. WG4MC clear.
K4OYM, you still by there, Walt? KI4LCI. I heard him here. I thought maybe he was able to talk a little bit better. What about you, Chad? You still in here? KI4LCI.
KI4LZI, KO4NUE. I'm here, Andy. How are you tonight?
I got called off guard here in Walden. He was able to talk enough to check in. You know how he's progressing, other than he did make this net tonight?
The day that the medicine was helping him, he was still sore. And his voice didn't sound quite right tonight, so I'd say he's still a little sore though, but that would be an assumption. But you know, he did check in, so that's a good sign.
That's straight from him, but he's gone. But do you find any other packet machines other than just this and on Glassy?
And Rutherford, but I cannot touch it. I can't do anything with it. And technically, I can't even hear anything coming out of it. The one on Glassy, I can hear its activity, but nothing at Rutherford. So the only one that I've been able to make contact with is the one on Table Rock. But, and I made contact with Mandel the other day. But, like I said, it's going pretty well. I'm still learning a whole lot. There's a whole lot to this, and I learn a little bit each day. But, you know, it's interesting. Very, very interesting.
LZI Friday. Well, when it comes to this here packet business, you're going into something that I know very little about myself. I know it exists, and I've heard others talk about using it on Mars, the wind link type setup on Mars before, but other than that, and knowing that there's a few packet At least I knew about our package repeater. Any of the others? There could be, but I don't know anything about where they are or if they're even working or not, because this is an area that I just haven't delved into. So keep learning and inform me about it.
Whatever you want to know, I'll let you know. But like I said, today I was able to send a text message to an individual phone from my radio, and send an email. Well, I've been sending emails for the last couple of days, you know, just to test and things like that. So the next is going to be peer-to-peer, and that's the one I'm struggling with because I can't, you know, not a lot of people that does FM packet because it just becomes a mute point when you've got HF. If you got HF capabilities, then you really don't need, you know, 2 meter packet. You can jump around. I mean, let me rephrase that. I'm not saying it's not important at all. I'm just saying that as far as wind link is concerned, if you have HF, then, you know, you just got so many more repeaters you can choose from. So you're not totally dependent upon, you know, a packet repeater to handle whatever you're sending. A KO4NUE and KI4LZI.
KI4LZI.
CUPY, the Anson over here in Anderson. Just to let you know, there is a packet radio up on Sassafras also. Just go ahead and take it if you need it. And I also have the credentials to be able to get into it if you need to. But F4DS packet up. He would be the fellow to be able to talk to
USM. N4DDS, Mr. Harry.
He's in our group, Chad, our communications group out here, Harry is.
I've been sending him text messages and emails like crazy. And he sends them right back. So, you know, and super nice guy. I mean, just so helpful. He has just been, I mean, just super, super helpful. And whatever old silly question I ask him, he, you know, he sends a response right back. So I'm just really, really thankful for that. You know, just to be so helpful because I'm not exactly sure. It's hard to interpret sometimes things on, you know, a computer screen that you don't understand what all the codes mean. But I have had nothing but email questions for him thus far. But after Christmas, we'll try to understand kind of what all the codes mean and so on and so forth. But yes, I have met Mr. Harry. He's a super nice guy. KO4NUE.
That frequency is 145.010. For your information, come see you again if you need it. 145.010. Again, that's on Sassafras. And I know you live over in Kent, I think is what you told me. If you do end up going over there towards the river, from what I do remember when you checked in on the Sassafras chat, you guys got a cabin down there, from what I remember. When I listen. So just wanted to let you know that, give you a little bit of tidbit for information over on that side. And well, I'm glad that you know Mr. Harry, and he's the one that set all that stuff up. So you're talking to the right fellow. I just wanted to go ahead and pass that along, but I'm glad you have that knowledge. And Andy, good evening. I just wanted to say hello. Have a blessed evening. And we'll say Merry Christmas to you both. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys back in. This KN4UPY will be clear monitored.
KN4, how's the guy? I'm glad, Anson, you brought that in there because, like I was just telling him, when it comes to this packet business and our group, Harry is one of the primary ones, not me, and I'm still learning myself about it. I knew about the one on Glacier Mountain, but I know y'all got all kinds of things up there on Sassafras, but I didn't know about the packet repeater up there, too, but... Now I do. Go ahead, Chad. KI4LZI.
Harry gave me the information, you know, invited me to, you know, to try it out and send, you know, send him an email and a text and so on and so forth. So I did. I mean, I've been, you know, I send him, you know, one or two old silly messages a day. And he, you know, he's very obliging and seems to be just as excited as I am that, you know, I'm figuring things out. But, yeah, so I've made contact with him, like I said. And it's a really neat system. I'm really impressed. I really am. KO4NUE and KI4LZI.
LZI. Now, I don't know, but when it comes to the HF frequencies, they're not using repeaters. At least Mars does it anyway. Because I've seen over the years when WB4DPP was in Mars, Cliff McLeod, and what I heard over there on the Mars frequencies, on HF, they don't use any repeaters down there. They just use it from radio to radio down there, doing wind length down there, from what I have heard.
Andy, there's no telling what those guys do, but I'm sure they make it happen either way. But what else you been up to today?
For LZI, pretty much just taking it easy and waiting for the first Tuesday month come up, and I'll bring you a couple of these books. When that time comes, just be sure you show up there to pick them up, though. They're old books, but they'll explain a lot of things that we've been... Different ones of us been explaining over the past month and a half, 2 months, or about balance and such matters as that, anything about HF antenna issues.
Planning on being there. I've got it written down here. Pickens County EOC meeting on the 4th of January at 1900. Is that correct?
Just did much, and I hadn't heard anything out of anybody about it being changed, so I'm assuming everything's still a go. And these books, it will explain a lot about the balun business, some of the formulas in there about that, about going from coax to ladder line and stuff. You have to get in and read it. I've had a lot of this stuff for a number of years. I picked it up, some of it at Ham Fest, some of it at flea markets. It's old stuff, but it gets down into the meeting about everything concerning HF antennas and things like you've been asking about over the past little bit.
Okay, well, I'll swing by for the meeting there on Tuesday, and like I said, I made contact with Mandel, I don't know, a couple of days ago, but I'll definitely be there, Andy.
I generally don't do a whole lot of going, not a whole lot of going anyway. Going to the meeting out there's most of the primary things that I do nowadays, mostly. You know, I'm trying to own a disability and don't have a lot of green, you might say, this day and time. And I primarily stay around here other than going to the meetings mostly.
All right, well, I appreciate you letting me know that. But, Andy, let me see if Larry's in there. I need to ask him a question real quick. KK4JBQ, KO4NUE.
NUE, KK4JBQ.
Good day, Larry.
I did not. You do mean the postal mail.
Yes, the wonderful postal mail.
Say that I did. Should I have done that?
Yeah, you probably need janky mail. But I sent you one of my QSL cards the day after I sent Donna's, and I just have never been able to figure out why it takes 3 to 4 days to get something from Campobello to Greer. It blows my mind. But at any rate, yeah, check your mail. I'd be interested to see, you know, kind of what your thoughts are.
I'm not absolutely certain, but it could be that it goes from your house to Charlotte and then back again. I just have no idea what that network is like. But if it takes 4 days, then you have to imagine that it's in trucks most of the time. And I'll be sure to run right out there and check my box. Anyway, thank you for thinking of me. I have admired Donna's card, and it's sort of a lost art. And I'm glad you picked up on it. The QSL. I was talking with Tom about that. NZERO-TR, and he has. I've been to his home, and he has albums, like photo albums, full of QSL cards. I mean, he must have a dozen or more of these things on the shelf. And we got them down and went back through the years and back through the various contacts that he had made. And it really was something at some point. And today it's kind of a novelty. And I certainly appreciate your effort. KK4JBQ.
Lesson learned here. Let me make sure I got it. And to Tom about that very thing yesterday. And he informed me that I've made a couple of contacts in Australia and Costa Rica. So I, you know, filled their cards out and put them in the stack with, you know, everybody on the net. And he just mentioned that, you know, are any of those cards going outside the United States? And I said, well, yeah. And he says, well, you know, international postage is kind of expensive. And I didn't say anything to him because I didn't want to give it away, but I did not realize that you have to pay for a international postage stamp, which is, I think it's $1.35, to, you know, get it outside of the United States. But I did not know also that you can buy a postcard stamp that's a little bit cheaper than a regular stamp. And let me let this thing cycle, and then I'll tell you something else here. One of the all of the cards that were going outside of the United States. My oldest son was here today, and he, now you're going to find this kind of funny, but he said, I've got to run up to the post office for a couple minutes, and I'll be right back. And I said, well, here. I got these QSO cards, and I need you, when you go to the post office, I want you to purchase a international stamp to go on the back of it. So he flipped the card over, and he said, what is a stamp? And I said, what? And he said, what is a stamp? What are you talking about, a stamp? And I said, son, it's a stamp that goes on the back of a card. He said, well, Daddy, I don't know what a stamp is. I've never had to deal with any of this before. And I just walked up on the porch and got to thinking. I was talking with Anna about it, and I mean, in the age of technology, he's right. What do you need us? What would you need to know how to use a stamp for? But you know, I just thought that was kind of funny.
JI4LCI. TR Tom's cards. I know nothing that's got a lot of them. Old Jack Nuss, W4TWX, he's got all kinds of cards that was done the old way over the past decades. You ought to get Jack to show you some of his cards there.
KPQ. Well, Chad, I'm just shocked. It never occurred to me that even with technology that I've been aware of, that people wouldn't know what a postage stamp is. That people, you know, don't know what a postage stamp is. That just befuddles me. What do they teach people in school these days?
Said me and Anna were talking about that, and let me make sure I got it. We got in this little discussion about this, so including our generation now. My sons, they do not know what a rotary telephone is. They do not know what it's like to have a phone in the home, because we do not have a landline in the house. We have, when we built the house, we had a landline in it, and over the years, my children have asked, Daddy, this, you know, this internet cable won't fit in this port. What's wrong? And I, you know, still was, it's for a home phone. Well, okay. But back to the topic at hand. They don't know what a rotary phone is. They don't know what a push-button phone is. A record player, 8-track tapes, cassette tapes, a CD-ROM. Now they know what a CD-ROM is, but they've never, you know, or a DVD, a CD, never really had to use it. You just go download what you need on the computer, and, you know, there it is. But a party line, I remember growing up, my grandmother had a party line on the phone, and I'd sneak in there and listen to the two ladies on the top of the hill. They're just a gossiping. And I'd sneak in there and listen in. But, you know, with technology the way it is today, you know, they just don't know what those things are, you know. And let me tell you where this topic ended up. Let me let this cycle. Anna brought up a good point that how do I word this? Cameras and film. Now, typically a typical home does not have a camera with film anymore. you take all of your pictures on your iPhone, and you hire a photographer to take professional, you know, pictures and video and things like that. But the hard copies of photographs, we don't have any. We've got some from the first couple of years we were married. Well, first 4 or 5, maybe 6 years of marriage, but after that, it's turned all digital. So we don't have photographs like my mother and dad and the family, you know, my generation before me, which I think that's going to be a problem. 'Cause, you know, it's all digital. There's nothing to hold in your hand. KO4NUE.
JPQ. You just giving me a dose of reality tonight. I suppose, you know, it just never occurred to me that I share a planet with people, you know, in my neighborhood, maybe, who don't understand what a party line is, who don't have any actual photographs on paper in their house. That's a reality I never considered, really. And it will have an impact going forward, the future that you will see, very likely because you're 20 years younger, you will see that become an issue. Yes, indeed. As far as party lines are concerned, do you remember party lines before Distinctive Ring? Let me explain. There was a time before Distinctive Ring that when anyone was called, all the phones rang on the party line. And you'd pick it up, and there might be a conversation in progress, or you might be answering the phone before the person who was actually called, and you weren't the actual person that was called. They cleaned that up with Distinctive Ring. You would have to sit there and count the number of rings to answer the phone call that was meant for you. KK4JBQ.
Kelsey, about the 60s, or maybe the 70s. I know my grandmother was on a party line back in the 60s, and seems like it was on up into the 70s. I'm not sure if they were still on that in the 80s or not, but I know they were on a party line, and that's, you know, where they get here on what we're using here with the analog repeater, that anybody can hear it. The party line effect. Go ahead, Chad, KI4LZI.
CJW, I was just listening to you guys about party phones. If I may put my 2 cents in there. Before the Second World War, residential phones basically did not exist. There were very few and far in between. When the war ended, around 1945, telephones, there was 4 people on one party line, on one phone line. It would ring between, there was two phases, two hotlines and a ground. The same thing as your 110 and 220s in your house now. And it would ring between ground and phase. So what happened is if you had a telephone, you were assigned either a single or a double phase. And whichever one you were assigned, you would answer to that one. But there's a lot of times it rang between the other phase and ground. There was 2 other parties on that phone line, but you did not hear them. Once you lifted your phone up, you were able to hear them, and then you just hang up again. But that's how it first was, and I'm going back now to around 1945 to 1950. K1CJW. Go ahead, Chad.
I'm glad you stepped in there, bud. So I do not remember KO4NUE. I do not remember if the phone rang a certain number of times. I just remember that the two ladies that lived on the top of the hill, one's name was Gertrude and the other one was Eunice. And my grandmother's name is Bernice. And when there was, I remember there was a couple of times when I would walk up to Meemaw's and she would not let me leave home until I called Mom or Dad to say I was walking back home. And there was a couple of times when, you know, Gertrude and Eunice were on the phone, and they just wouldn't get off. And I remember Meemaw one time picking up the phone and asking them, hey, you know, my grandson needs to use the phone. And they just kept talking. They didn't care. They just went right on, just rattling off their little gossip and this, that, and the other. And I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes went by, and Meemaw picked up that phone, and she said, now, y'all quit that gossiping. My grandson needs to use the phone. I told you 10 minutes ago to get off the phone, and the sun's going down. He's going to have to walk in the dark. And it just, boy, it lit a fire. I mean, they just, you know, they didn't like it. But there is no way in this world I would put up with that mess. No way. I don't see how in the world y'all did it. KO4NUE.